it so dark? In the beginning, it is always dark. What is that? One grain of sand. It is all that remains of my vast empire.
First, there was a dream. Now, there is reality. Here, the unchanging cradle of the heavens, will be created a new super race, a race of perfect physical specimens. You have been selected as its progenitors. Like gods, your offspring will return to Earth and shape it in their image. You have all served in other capacities in my celestial Vinyasa. Your seed, like yourselves, will pay deference to the ultimate dynasty which I alone have created. From their first day on Earth, you will be able to look up and know that there is law and order in the heavens.
Discussing what the music was going to be, and this was 1967, and I had said to him, right, well, I don't want to use any electronics. Electronic music had just barely been born as far as, but still it was a viable factor, but I did not want to do it. I wanted something very organic in the music, and I remember saying, so I wanted a very organic, impressionistic look to me, so it sounds good to me, and that was usually the way we I said two words, and that was it. And he never wanted to hear any music until that kind of trust and faith in me. So it was really a unique working arrangement. And this came rather startling because of the unorthodox use of instruments that I did, which I used. From that moment, I was trying to create a strange, unearthly atmosphere, which was not Earth. It was a strange atmosphere, and of course, based on what the rest of the music was going to be on. So that's why I wrote this very almost pointillistic piece of music for the high, jittery little twittering woodwinds. I could use piccolos. That made a statement to me. Said, "I hate piccolos." I said, "What? I hate piccolos." And you never know whether he was teasing or not. I said, "Okay, piccolos." So I put on the flutes. He said, "I like the flutes. That's better." So the piccolo routine became a running gag with us for the rest of his life. I remember I was doing another picture. His very close friend was directing, and he had a weird working together with him. I said, "I'm sitting here with Jerry, and I'm a little concerned." I said, "Well, what's wrong?" He said, "He wants to use 14 piccolos." Sounds you heard that were the use of stainless steel mixing bowls. That's kind of strange, bright mixing bowls you use in the kitchen. And which to me had a certain organic feel to them. Picking the French horn mouthpiece out and reversing it and blowing air through it with that, and then using a bass slide whistle. There was a percussion player, it was in the orchestra at that time, and he had been in the 30s, and early animation and all those pictures, all the sound effects were done by the musicians. Everything was done musically. So he had this incredible assortment of odd devices that made all sorts of strange noises and unusual noises and unusual strange noises in his trunk. And no one had any use for him except me. And every day I'd get him, and I'd get a little humor in the scene. So the music, in all its seriousness, is in a lighter vein. That's what is going to come up. But we felt, because of this set piece coming up, this incredible, this sort of set the whole scene up. And that's what you got. It has this organic feel, which is the music has this a ram's horn actually being played, which has two notes on it. They're effective. And the idea was given that we're dealing with, it's an upside down world. That's what we're dealing with there. I think the parallels are shocking in many respects. When you see him in reverse, it was a shocking statement. So I don't really know what was in there. That's what I gathered from this. And again, I wanted to keep this primitive feel within the music, and yet the style of the music is quite modern. It's I don't want to bore you with technical details, but it's written in a serial, very organic style, serial technique style, you know, the 12-tone system or whatever you want to call it, but it's, which to me had a certain organic feel to them, not your normal diatonic harmony it's written in. So it's, which some might respect this organic feel, which is abstract, but it's very studied and very organic. So it's carefully structured.
If we were visible from Earth, they'd investigate. Where do you suppose that radar jamming system is?
You didn't pass anything on the way here, so let's try this one. Orbital communicator, level 10, zero gravity. This is it. Radar jamming system.
Coordinate conversion program. Side lobe gain. Spectral response. Spin stabilizer. Correction factor. Gigahertz reflector efficiency. Solar photo on the screen.
Where did you learn to fight like that, NASA?
No, Vassar.
Switched off?
Permanently. Now we can be spotted from Earth.
Doesn't look good at all.
It's 12:43, and I've got four in a row for you right here on KAB.
Yes? Will you please listen, General Go. We didn't put it up there.
Neither did we, Colonel Scott.
Abby! The telephone!
I got it, Mrs. Culbritz.
Hello? Andy, where did you get that piece of driftwood?
I told your mama it was on the beach this morning.
Where?
By the rocks.
What was it doing?
First it was a gold coin, and then it turned into the wood.
Where?
Oh, Mom.
Andy, I want you to stay away from the rocks. Do you understand? Don't pick up anything else off the beach.
It didn't belong to anybody.
I know, honey. It's all right. I just don't want you to pick up anything else unless you come and get me first, okay?
Okay.
Is Mrs. Culbritz there?
She just came in.
Okay. Where? I have to start the broadcast now. Andy, promise me you won't leave the house tonight.
Oh, Mom.
Promise me.
Andy, promise me you won't leave the house tonight.
Okay.
I love you, Andy.
Me too, Mom. It didn't belong to anybody. Bye.
Andy, promise me you won't leave the house tonight. I just don't want you to pick up anything else unless you come and get me first, okay? Andy, I want you to stay away from the rocks. Do you understand?
Sorbet?
I'd love some. Do you want a bite?
I'm on a diet, but thank you.
You don't need to lose any weight. You're kidding, right? Okay. Great.
can always be thinner. Look better.
Well, maybe we should go out to dinner. I don't want to ruin the look, though.
That's right. I'm not very good at controlling it anyway.
So listen. What do you really want to do with your life? Just briefly, summarize. Don't tell me you enjoy working with children.
Well, I'd like to travel and maybe go back to school, but I don't really know. I'm at a point in my life where there seems to be so many possibilities, but I'm just so unsure.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, not really.
Interesting.
Are you seeing anyone? I mean, seriously?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you want a bite?
Not really. Jean, do you feel fulfilled? I mean, in your life?
I guess I do. For a long time, I was too focused on my work. But now I've really begun to think about changing myself. You know, developing and growing.
Growing in your life? I'm glad you said that.
How could I have been so completely wrong? I have led the entire human race to ruin.
Mr. President.
Anyway, you want a retard living out in the crowd, I guess that's your business. Hey, is this the kind of retard that drools, rubs shit in his hair and all that? Because I'm going to have a hard time eating around that kind of thing now. Just like I am about antique furniture and midgets. You know that, I can't so much drink a damn glass of water around a midget or a piece of antique furniture. I ain't saying it's right, I'm just telling you the damn truth. Now you'll make me sick, I know it. What was he in a nut house for, huh? No, he had gone nuts and did something now. Mm-mm. Come on, now there a lot of retards running around locked up in a nut house. Think about it, huh? You're all hung up on people being sweet, aren't you? He's sweet, everybody's sweet. And ain't that sweet?
I was just going home with you. Just joking around, you know, buddy.
So come over here and sit down and talk to me. God damn it, I'm gonna talk to him. You sit down. You like
I can't understand none of it.
Huh?
You be quiet. We're talking. The adults are talking. We're talking. So you're just crazy in a retard kind of way then, huh? You're just a humped over retard, it seems to me. Shit. Just how retarded are you? I'm just kidding you. I was just going home with you. Just joking around, you know, buddy.
I'm just kidding, really, about that.
Go on, get out of here. Go out of the garage, leave me be. Go on.
Glad y'all came back. I was wanting to talk to y'all too. Come over here and sit down. Come on, sit down. Y'all sit your asses down here. Sit down. All right. We were thinking that things would be a lot better if I, and if we could, No. Oh, hell, I'll just start over. See, I took off work early. See, I work construction. I build things. Do you understand how important that is to the world? I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
Let go of my goddamn ham, you retard!
I'm just kidding, really, about that. I'm sorry. I care about you.
Begat this one, and begat and begat, and lo and behold, someone says some shit to someone or another.
I mean, we all gotta get along, I guess, no matter what our differences are. So wake up and face what they call reality. And the other thing I say is,
I got a crave for some of that chicken champ. Why don't you run down there and get some? I'll buy it. Get some of their coleslaw too. I'll buy it.
Hey, get some extra gravy. Get out.
Came here to reason with you.
We have an idea. We'll buy the girls. You get rich?
You're crazy. What are you talking about?
Golden opportunity. The monsters ate with these two tiny girls. We'll give you 200,000 yen in advance. 200. Listen to me, huh? Don't pass this up. That's enough.
Let's get out of here.
Wait, don't go. I'll double the price. What do you ask? I'll pay you anything you want. Wait, listen, we can come to terms.
But horrible men.
I didn't think they were so unreasonable. You can't talk to them.
I'd love to go up against one of those guys.
Make a nice break from those accounting cream puffs you keep sending me. What branch of the service?
Here I am. Now tell me why.
I couldn't get you out of my mind.
I'm the most beautiful woman you ever saw, I suppose.
Maybe.
And you must have me.
Yes. Something like that.
Maybe. Just like that.
Yes. Why not?
But I still have the choice.
Please show me.
You know something.
Why tell me?
You know something.
About running? Dying? What?
Both, but the running is what I'm interested in. Because I'm going to run.
I know what everyone knows. Try like hell for a no. You have the same chance as anyone else, Carousel.
Look, don't you understand? It's different now because it's me. My life. No. Because I'm going to run.
Time. I'll do this. can possibly remember her. Simply it's foolish pride in a handsome son.
As you save so many women and all these transformations and disguises he invents, in order to seduce them sometimes, a shower of gold.
A glittering shower of gold.
A bowl or a swamp.
A glittering shower of gold.
Why, once he even tried to ravish me, disguised as a cuttlefish.
Did he succeed?
I like killers on the beach. I hear.
Certainly not.
What did you do?
Beat him at his own game. I simply turned myself into a
glittering shower of gold.
Gravely disappointed. Again you have made me unleash my dogs of war. What a puny plan. Look around you. This is the valley of death.
See? Nothing can escape.
Good evening, Captain.
Sam Corley, FBI.
Good job.
Visitor? How nice to see you.
No, that's good.
Deaf to all the cries of the nation. But if the foreign people took over the state and forced the people of those states to leave their homes and lands, would they not feel bitter and betrayed? Therefore, understand how we feel. This situation is unbearable for us. Until you understand that and stop helping with arms and money, we of the Black September movement will make it unbearable for you. From now on, you will share our suffering. Today's horror is nothing to what will happen unless your government acts now. We have begun the year for you with bloodshed. I shall not rejoice over my part in this action. And we hope it will not have to continue. We want to be your brothers. The choice is yours. Salam alaikum.
What's your name?
Mary.
Well, Mary, you can either wait, or you can tell me now. Who are your friends?
I'm wondering if you have any idea at all what that word means, friend.
I'm on a diet, but thank you. There's nothing you don't feel? How about guilt?
Let me ask you something. Processing. You mean execution, don't you?
Maybe. I don't know. Really?
What exactly are you talking about? I don't understand.
Exactly the point, my young level-headed friend.
I don't get it.
Well, I rest my case.
That's why him and me is the songwriting team of our group. See, I come up with the good tunes, or melodies as we call them, and,
y'all just talk.
We don't even play any songs with words at all, as I remember. We ain't got no fucking microphone. We ain't got no speaker set up.
We don't need no fancy words. I mean, we need to practice. We need to rehearse.
I'll tell you what we need. We need some paying gigs. We don't need this messing around first one patio and then another, and that's ridiculous.
Minus 2 minutes. Retract crew access armed. Transfer order power.
Internal power transfer.
Activate hydraulics.
Hydraulics activated.
Activate auxiliary power unit.
APU activated.
LH2 replenish.
Status confirmed.
Pressurize MPS helium tanks.
Helium flight pressure confirmed.
The curse of a civilization.
It was neither war nor pestilence that wiped out the wraith who built the great city lying around us. It was their reverence for this lovely flower. I have improved upon sterility. Those same seeds now yield death. Not, of course, to animals or plant life. One must preserve the balance of nature.
-20 seconds.
SRB, give a profile. Cooling pumps.
ILU
to
bid you farewell.
EBS, power on.
First wish is...